The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 25th. Today's word is behemoth, spelled B-E-H-E-M-O-T-H. Behemoth is a noun that means a mighty animal described in Job chapter 40, verses 15 to 24, as an example of the power of God. In this sense, behemoth is usually capitalized. It can also mean, more broadly, something of monstrous size, power, or appearance. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Michael Shulman. Dowd, who has lived in the same housing development since 1989, keeps a plot in the community garden, a mulchy oasis amid brick behemoths. The original behemoth is biblical. It designates a mysterious river-dwelling beast in the book of Job. Based on that description, scholars have concluded that the biblical behemoth was probably inspired by a hippopotamus, but details about the creature's exact nature are vague. The word first passed from Hebrew into late Latin, where, according to English poet and monk John Lydgate, writing in 1430, it plain expressed a beast rude, full of cursedness. In English, the word behemoth was eventually applied more generally to anything large and powerful. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.